Windscreen frozen over this morning? Bring it on. With Twinings new Defense Super Blend, you can armor up and take on the day with added vitamin C. The Twinings Master Blenders have carefully crafted the Super Blends range of green teas and infusions with you in mind. There's over 10 different blends to help keep you feeling great from morning till night. Twinings Super Blends, available at all major supermarkets and at twinings.co.uk. Vitamin C supports the normal function of the immune system.
Hello, my name is Mike Goldman and welcome to On The Mic, coming to you from the fabulous North Bondi Surf Life Saving Club. And before Kim Kardashian was breaking the internet with a big fat ass, this girl next to me was breaking the internet with something else. Her good looks, her charm, her personality, and so many incredible stories over the years of being the world's most downloaded woman. You may recognize her from shows like Fat Pizza, and let's just talk about her. She's right here. She's beautiful. She is amazing.
Thank you.
She's for not wearing her own swimwear.
I'm not. I should be. Today, it's bloody hot in here.
Well, maybe we should just go for a swim.
I think we might.
You look amazing.
Thank you, sweetheart.
It's so good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for doing it. And we've known each other for a long time, and you're a Bondi girl.
I
wanted to get you on the show and have a chat about life and what's going on with you. And I wanted to not have the Annalise Brackenseek who is, you see in the TV shows like Fat Pizza doing the stiffy ab trimmer anything like that.
That's not Annalise. That's my character, Claudia McPherson.
You've got so much going for you.
Thanks,
and you're such an intelligent girl. And there's so much going on in the world that I want to ask you about. And I want to see that side of you.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Let's do it.
But we'll still show the hot photos on screen for the people who just want to see you. So they think you look really good.
Rather than me just being hot and sweating projectile right here, right now.
You are. So how's it going? How's life?
It's been grand. It's been quite a journey. I've been extraordinarily lucky and I continue to be so. And I work my guts out as well. But I'm concentrating now more on my cooking, my love lunch, cooking and wellness retreats, and my jewellery collection. Which is what I originally studied at university.
Right.
So it's really nice to kind of go back to full circle in that sense.
So let's go right back to the beginning here. When did you first realize that you wanted to be a supermodel?
I did not ever want to become a supermodel.
I must, because I realized when I was about 12, but it never worked out. So who hit you up and said maybe you should start modelling? Where were you in the world? Where did
you
come from?
I was just down there at the South End, and an Italian photographer who was doing very well at the time and who continues to do very well, Davide Tamarozzi, scouted me.
Bless you. Davide Tamarozzi.
Davide Tamarozzi, an Italian photographer, and I was aware of his work being I guess an art lover and a photography lover. And I didn't know at the time if I wanted to do jewellery or art or languages, but I definitely was, always, obsessed with art. And so I was familiar with his work, but I was in disbelief when he came up to me and wanted me to model, because I hadn't ever considered it, really. And looks were not something that were revered in our family whatsoever. Mm. It was about intelligence and creativity and... Mm.
So what is that? Is what your parents brought you up to do? I mean, they brought you up to be an intelligent, creative woman.
Yeah.
What were you going to be when you were a kid? An artist?
Yeah, I wanted to be an artist. Cool. I wanted to teach art in third world countries and be an artist. And so when he asked me to model, I was like, not me. Are you kidding me? Like, you've got to be joking. I said, I'll help you find locations and I'll, help you work with other girls.
Scandinavia or Sweden or where's your family from?
My Papa Bear is from Norway.
Norway.
And my mama is from Praha, from Czechoslovakia.
Oh, cool. I'm going to the Czech Republic soon.
Nice.
Do you ever head back that way?
Or I do.
Are they still there?
Yeah, I've been to Praha and met some of my relatives. Unfortunately, a lot of them have passed away in concentration camp on my mother's and grandmother's side.
Yeah.
And I have only just reconnected with my Norwegian side of the family because I met my blood father when I was 25 for the first time.
Yeah, right.
And so I haven't yet done that, but my cousin lives in Sweden.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a nice European sojourn this time and see all my family, friends and family, and my godkids.
So are you a practicing Jewish person? Do you celebrate Hanukkah and all that kind of stuff?
I did with Nana and with my godparents, but I wouldn't say I'm practicing. practicing Jew. I think I'm very, very spiritual and I honor it. And it's definitely half of my heritage, but I wasn't brought up Jewish. So I was brought up in a Rudolf Steiner education as a child of the universe.
Did you watch that? What's an Ina Steiner?
Rudolf Steiner is an Austrian philosopher.
Oh, yeah.
And he devised biodynamic farming and a wonderful method of education, in my humble opinion.
Yeah,
it's very creative and it's all about kind of not competing with other people, just yourself. And
Because that sucks in society today, doesn't it? When, you know, especially a lot of kids, they'll sit there on Instagram and they'll see someone, you know, wearing a bikini on the beach and go, oh, that girl's got 250,000 likes, I want to be like her. When, you know, there should be so much more than that.
Yeah, I think it's a very difficult situation. And I'm grateful that I was brought up the antithesis of that without even a TV. And back then that wasn't normal to not have a TV. But, you know, we were really encouraged to play music and to garden, horse ride and play with animals, which is something I'm very grateful for.
But I'm not saying it's bad to be a girl on the beach getting 250,000 likes.
Thank you.
I mean, there's a lot of girls out there who and guys who will get an amazing following online and then they turn it into a business.
Yep.
But I think there's a lot of young girls and guys out there that, you know, very impressionable and would see something like that and they would
get intimidated.
Well, that's really intimidating. I got two likes on a photo that I thought is really good.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a bad thing?
I mean, it's a difficult one to embrace in many ways because, I mean, I myself have, you know, 3 million followers and they're all organic and it has been beneficial for me to have this, I guess. It's almost like I consider it my own platform, my own magazine.
Yeah.
Because you have then the capacity to showcase what it is you want to share. For me, there's a mixture of the animal rights stuff I do and the and Are You Okay? And cancer charities, plus all my design work that I do and other people who I believe in. And then obviously travel. I love to travel.
Yeah.
And people love to live vicariously through you when you travel. And so it's kind of nice to be able to share that and obviously all my health and wellness stuff.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of people reach out to you on your website from young kids to...
Yep.
Dudes in India or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
I got a couple of dudes in India too.
where do they come from and what do they say? Is anyone asking you for advice?
Yes, a lot of advice, which I feel really honoured to be able to share because I have, you know, gone through a gamut of, I guess, health problems without knowing it, i.e. I've had Ross River fever and glandular fever and dengue fever.
What?
From, I guess, excessive travelling.
Wow,
and I've had some really bad... And, you know, I'm the healthiest person I know, but I was incapacitated, like immobilised with just being... And how can this happen?
Where did you catch those? What part of the world? So I know not to go there.
I got meningitis in Mexico. And I believe I got Ross River fever up north in Byron, where my mum's from.
There's lots of things you can catch in Byron. Yeah. Careful up in Byron.
Including a nice little wave at Watergoes. and then I got dengue in Bali. So,
yeah, wow. So what does that do to you, getting dengue?
Do not want to know, babe. It's hideous.
Whole body's like, just paralyzed.
Yeah, and I actually had a heart attack from it as well. So, and it feels like they call it the, you know, the bone breaking disease, and it literally feels like you're getting run over every single bone simultaneously by trucks. It is so excruciatingly painful, and then you've got a rash all over and super high fever, and just don't get it.
Don't want to get dengue. My friend's cousin got dengue fever, and they're on holidays in Bali, and everyone dressed up in disco gear and went into his hospital room and started singing dengue fever, and he got up and punched one of them in the face. He wasn't impressed. It's not a good thing to catch.
No, it's not a nice thing.
So let's talk about your career and everything, amazing things you've done. Because you've got a sleepwear brand, you've had a bra brand, your jewelry brand that you're launching. So you're actually converting dollars out of your following that you've built over the years of being the world's most downloaded woman and front covers of magazines, and now you're 3 million followers on Facebook and social media. For people out there that, you know, might be looking at their following and go, oh, hey, I could start making some bucks out of this. What advice would you give to them?
So I, as I said, I'm probably the most untechnical person you've ever met.
Yeah.
Like, I have crystals everywhere and salt lamps because I'm like, ah, I just feel like I don't speak computerese very well.
You need some more stuff.
I know, I do. It's the only language I don't speak is computerese. I speak six other languages. So I was like, okay.
Six languages.
Yeah, I do. And it's like, I need interns for that shit because I go nuts with it. So my following is organic, which I'm proud of because I guess organic is like my hero word and love.
Yeah, you love organic.
But it apparently it works with regular posting. And then Facebook rewards you with that. And so I didn't know any of this.
I just found that out the other day. That apparently, if you keep pumping out the posts, then it sends you to the top of the feed so people will see them. If you just go, oh, I'm a bit lazy, I'm just going to send one up every couple of days, or it doesn't, not as many people see it.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. There's got algorithms that
I'm... But you have to get people to like it or make comments on it or share it, and then the algorithms go, hey, we're going to share this stuff.
Yep. Yeah. So it's all a bit above and beyond me, but I think it, you know, it is, I mean, very clever, I'd say, to kids out there, to anyone out there. If you can, you know, convert a following into finance, you know, that's something that goes along with your ethics. So for me, I would never put my name to anything that I don't believe in. So whether that be an eco-friendly fashion label I shopped for yesterday or, you know, all the food, the organic and vegan food companies that I'm very proud ambassador for, or are you okay? Or the list goes on. For me, it's imperative that I only work with companies who I'm ethically aligned with, and I'm very grateful that I have that capacity now. You know, when I was a younger model, I was, you know, wearing orange earrings and God knows what, but it was cash.
Me too.
Yeah, you know. But it was cash, and, you know, it garnered this incredible capacity for me, like to learn all the beautiful food that I've learned how to cook, and then all the languages I've learned how to speak, and I guess travel is, I think, one of the best universities of life as well, you know.
So are you a vegan because you love animals or because you hate plants?
I love animals. I'm not a vegan. I'm predominantly vegan. I do love animals extremely. And I'm allergic to wheat and dairy, and I choose not to.
Gluten's cool. You like gluten?
I'm allergic, baby.
I love gluten.
Gluten.
Yeah, no.
Gluten-free.
So many people out there that are allergic to wheat and gluten, and kids now, they're being more and more allergic to stuff and seeing increases in cancers. Is this all coming from the food?
I mean, this is, you know, I'm not a doctor, but from what I have definitely experienced and a lot of my Love Lunch customers, and, you know, I hold cooking and wellness retreats, and that is something I'm going into more and more in the future. And I'm about to partner up with a health guru. He's just incredible, and he specializes in blood analysis and cleansing, and he's very, very much of the opinion that that is the reason, and preservatives.
Yeah, I've spoken to doctors who will say off the record, because they wouldn't say it publicly, that it's got to do with the food, and we've got food scientists rather than nutritionists that are making food taste good rather than be healthy for
absolutely.
You and giving it a shelf life of 2 years, like don't stick anything in your body if it says that it's going to be okay to eat for next 2 years.
It's
ridiculous.
So and so that's what Love Lunch is. I mean, it's what I've always been about, and I truly believe, you know, we were brought up on a biodynamic farm. We had to eat the food within 20 minutes so it still had its life force. And for that, I'm just ever so grateful because, you know, the doctors...
Really?
Yeah.
So you have to eat your food within 20 minutes of, like, plucking it out of the ground?
That's right, mate.
Because it's got the life energy in it.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, a friend of mine who's into all that kind of stuff and showed me photos of plants through a certain filter, and you could actually see the energy on them.
Yep.
That shit's crazy.
It is.
Are you serious? So is it for real?
It is. Absolutely. I mean, you can tell the difference if you're eating beautiful organic food, you know, that's fresh out of the garden versus something packaged and, you know, ripened in a box, travelling from here to Timbuktu, you know, polluting the world in doing so. I mean, the difference is it's incredible. And what's so wonderful for me, having held my first cooking and wellness retreat recently, seeing the transformation in my clients, I guess, in just 3.5 days.
Yeah.
You started the day so well, but now you could use a pick-me-up. With Twinings' new Energize Super Blend, we've got you covered with a boost of vitamin B6. The Twinings Master Blenders have carefully crafted the Super Blend's range of green teas and infusions with you in mind. There's over 10 different blends to help keep you feeling great from morning till night. Twinings Super Blends, available at all major supermarkets and at twinings.co.uk. Vitamin B6 contributes to normal energy yielding metabolism.